Just going now to the US, Minneapolis, the jury in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the ex-Minneapolis policeman accused of killing George Floyd last year, has retired to consider its verdict. So let's get the latest from LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, as we await the verdict.
Well, that is the latest, Rachel. We are awaiting the verdict. The jury, in its first full day of deliberations, although they spent about 3 hours deliberating last night after the case was handed to them, not a word out of the jury, no indication as to whether they're making any progress in this regard. And I think the length of time that they've spent deliberating is going to be worrying to prosecutors, who, of course, have argued that this is a completely open and shut case. One person watching on and perhaps wondering why it's taking so long is none other than President Joe Biden, who in a highly unusual move at the White House a short while ago weighed in on the case, confirmed reports that he had had a conversation last night after jury deliberations began with the family of George Floyd. But in describing that conversation with George Floyd's family to reporters, the president made it absolutely clear which way he thinks this trial should go when the verdict is delivered.
They're a good family, and they're calling for peace and tranquility no matter what that verdict is. I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is, I think it's overwhelming in my view. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered now, not hear me say that. But so we just talked through, I want to know how they were doing, just personally, and we talked about personal things. Thank you very much for coming in.
Now, those comments have caused uproar here, because if you forget briefly about the presidency of Donald Trump, who often weighed in terms of criminal trials, especially when they were underway and affecting friends of his or associates of his, no previous American president would dream of intervening in a process and expressing to the American public how he hoped the trial's outcome would fall when the jury returns to the court to deliver their verdict. At a highly incendiary moment in Minneapolis, it seems extraordinary that President Biden has weighed in. The judge in the case will be hoping that indeed the sequestration of the jury is sufficiently secure that none of them gets to hear of the president's comments, because that would spark a potential mistrial. But also, this could complicate life for prosecutors, because if the jury were to deadlock as a result of this original trial, prosecutors would then have to decide whether to put Derek Chauvin back on trial. And the president, having said that he clearly thinks Derek Chauvin was guilty, that would make it much harder for a court to select another jury. So at the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki has been cleaning up the mess.
Again, the jury is sequestered, which the president also noted in his comments. He certainly is not looking to influence, but he has been touched by the impact on the family. Hence, he called the family yesterday and had that discussion. And again, I expect he will weigh in further once there is a verdict.
But again, barring the presidency of Donald Trump, it is unprecedented for a president of the United States to weigh in on a matter like this. I was looking back at the O.J. Simpson trial. Bill Clinton kept his counsel as president throughout that televised trial, with all the attendant emotions that it created, until after the verdict was delivered. So this is a very unusual move by President Joe Biden, Rachel.
Certainly. Just one question, Simon. Is it possible that the judge could declare a mistrial as a result of what the president has said?
Well, only, I think, if any members of the jury were to learn of what the president has said. And remember that the jury is sequestered. They don't have their cell phones with them. Their electronic devices have been taken away, and they're not given those devices back when they head to the hotel where they spend the night, as they did last night.
And no TV? No TV at the hotel?
Well, that's an interesting question. They certainly have been instructed not to watch any coverage of the case. But look, in the multimedia world in which we exist, by accident, a member of the jury could hear of the president's intervention, and that would unquestionably lead to a mistrial. So the White House is going to hope that reasons than one, this verdict comes in short order.
Thank you so much. That was LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.